What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Specific to what he said, I think what's really interesting is we have him saying that, and then Paul Hoynes has written, and I believe on the station, said the Guardians are telling teams they aren't trading their top two relievers. So conflicting kind of reports about the availability of Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, I read into the Hoynes quote a little bit. The fact that the Guardians are telling teams that they're not trading Cade Smith or Emmanuel Clase kind of leads me to believe that, well, teams are certainly calling on Emmanuel Clase and trying to get him out of here. I wonder if that's like the line in the sand that the Guardians are drawing this trade deadline. Like, Emmanuel Clase is a hard no. You could pitch us, no pun intended, on your best prospects and the top guys in your farm system, but we are not trading Emmanuel Clase, full stop. He was the runner-up for American League Cy Young last year. We're not doing it. Phone call ends, click. Or if there is a conversation to be had, if a team is willing to pony up some of their top prospects, I don't know, maybe they should listen.
The only way you don't trade Emmanuel Clase at the deadline this year is if you don't get a good enough offer. You are an organization that every single year manages to churn out another reliever after another reliever, and there's more in the pipeline coming. I mean, even a guy like Nick Enright's already here, and when he's here, he's pitched really, really well. So it is your absolute surplus. Now, there is a part of me that says, all right, if you're going to make this trade, I'm going to need somebody to go in the lineup.
Yep.
Even if that's just another platoonish player that's actually productive, I'm okay with that. But as long as you get somebody who's ready to step into the lineup and you don't do what you did with Savali, where we didn't see Manzardo till the next year and not even right out of the gate there. So I think that is where I am. It's like, and I listen, this goes back to the Kwan thing. Nobody wants to trade Class A. Nobody wants to trade Kwan. But you have to look realistically at the way you're built. And here's the thing. You can't trade Kwan in season and keep going this year. It'll be a forfeit. You will be moving on from competing this year. And if you do actually anything after that trade, it'll be absolute luck. So that I understand not being open to Class A. I mean, I know Sewald just went on the IL. That's a replacement. Cade Smith's a replacement. Long-term, Andrew Walters and Aleman are potential replacements. Like, it's almost foolish to me that you wouldn't trade Class A.
Yeah.
And it feels like some sort of overreaction to what I don't really know what.
I would sell Klasse. And I know that's completely contradicting what we talked about last segment with Stephen Kwan, because I think for Klasse, you can get some of those bats. Like, I know we all got spooked, you know, in the postseason last year. And then when Klasse started out the season this year and he was also pretty not good, we were all a little bit scared, but he's course corrected. Like, Emmanuel Klasse right now is still one of the best, if not the best closer in baseball. And I have to imagine there's a team out there that would offer, probably trying to offer the guards some nice bats in return for Emmanuel Klasse. And I think you've got to listen to that, because this offense has been that bad. And I get that they turned some things around a smidge. You were able to sweep the Astros. You were able to win all but one of the games against the Chicago White Sox to end the pre-All-Star break on a little bit of a hot streak. But this is an offense that's still pretty anemic outside of third base and left field. So if I could get a major league bat for Emmanuel Klasse, I seriously look at it.
I'm more gung-ho to trade Klasse in season than I am Carlos Santana.
Especially because you have Cade Smith as the closer in waiting. Like, I think everybody in Cleveland feels pretty comfortable and confident in saying that Cade Smith will eventually be the closer for this organization. Why not do it? Why not have a little bit of a youth movement happen? You mentioned Carlos Santana there. Everybody wants Santana traded so we could get to DeLauter, so we could get to Kefis.
Yeah,
well,
but
the same thing with the closer,
the
right?
The thing with Santana is I don't think Santana's leading people where this is going. Santana means David Fry's going to hit more. And I'm content with a gold glove first baseman making $10 million this year, $11 million, who still has enough pop to make things interesting. Like, so, but again, like, to me, Carlos Santana, you're selling. Stephen Kwan, you're selling. With Kwan, I really do think you're in this weird, interesting spot where you can sell, quote unquote, on Kwan and still have kind of that buyer mentality. And it doesn't have to just be about prospects. I want to continue to go back to that. Listen, if people are lowballing you because they think you're in a tough spot, yeah, don't do it. But there, I mean, from look across baseball at the amount of really good prospects that are potentially out there for an elite closer. And it's just, I don't know that, you know, to me, I think you're going to continue to be where you are without Klasse. I cannot say the same thing if you subtract Santana from this lineup. Same thing with Kwan. Same thing with Lane Thomas. I think they should be extending Lane Thomas, not trying to trade him, even though I know he's on the IL right now. So it's weird. Like, where I draw the line in the sand is only add to the starting lineup, the 1 through 9, and I'm okay if that means subtracting from the bullpen. And by the way, it's not just Emmanuel. There's nobody in the bullpen. If I know he's just went on the IL. If somebody wanted Sewald, okay, go ahead. If you want Cade Smith, well, you're gonna be paying a premium there. But if people are willing to pay a premium for your relievers, well, you just had the best bullpen in baseball, and you still spent $12 million on guys like Junis and Sewald this last year. Those guys are always affordable and available. Power bats or, you know, potential power arms in the future aren't. 216-474-0092. Where do you draw the line in the sand for the Guardians at the deadline? I think it's a weird, it's not a straight line. It's up here, all right, taking Steven off, unless you get a great up. Then, okay, around Carlos Santana, around Lane Thomas, and then, but Emmanuel's on one side of it. So is Cade. 216-474-0092. Where do you draw the line in the sand for the Guardians at the deadline? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.